Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be special schus, lili nishmas, the holy Kloisenberger Rebbe, Zeichet Tzadik, the Kadosh Livracha. Today is his Yortzeit, Tes Tammuz. I still remember when he was Nifter, 25 years ago. I was in a Svarim store in Geula, and which no longer exists, and he had the radio on, and they said that the Holy Rebbe was Nifter. He was a phenomenon. He was just a Malach Hashem Tzivakos. There have been Sfarim written about his life in English and in Hebrew, and I highly recommend them. Obviously most of us won't ever reach his Madrega, but definitely it gives us what to strive for and to see how high and holy and elevated a human being can come, and maybe primarily how much a person can overcome physical and emotional stress and distress and pain and anguish and still serve Hashem with tremendous kochos. So there are many, many stories about the Rebbe. Like I said, complete Svarim have been written. And we will just pick a few, not about his Torah, but about his Gemilus Chasadim. His Torah, the best way to read about his Torah and his Godless is to open up the Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv. Or there is a Torah journal called Yisrael Saba, where many of his pilpulim are recorded there, and it is just what they call today mind-blowing. So the Midah of Chesed and Rachamim were rooted in Rabbi Gusil Yehuda Halberstam and absorbed in his blood. Even when he was a child, he reminisced in a Shir and Chumash Rashi, Parshas Naso, in 1979, that he used to learn in Cheder, and all the kids in his Cheder had such good midos, and he brought an example from himself, as if this is what all the kids used to do, that when he would bring to Cheder three slices of some type of mizonos, he would give two of them to his friend who came from a poor home, and he would only leave one for himself so he would eat something. And if he only brought one slice to Cheder, he would give it to his friend. Ki eichecha yeh mesugal le'echol kesheh-chaveri ra'ev ve'ein lo ma le'echol. How can I eat when my friend is hungry and doesn't have what to eat? One time he related that he and his brother, Rabbi Tzadik, Rabbi Avram Zecher Tzadik Livracha, made shiduchim one next to the other, and when the day of their wedding came close, and the house of his mother, the Rebbetzin, who was an almana, was empty. They didn't have anything for the wedding. So the task of getting the funds fell on the Rebbe Zatzal, to the Kloisenberger Rebbe, then he wasn't Rebbe yet, to make sure that all of their needs are met. And that's what he did. He took care of all the money issues, everything his brother needed, and all he left for himself was a shirt and a kapata, whatever he would wear, and some sort of jacket. And then he traveled to the wedding in the city Siget. Today it's been transplanted to Seagate. In any event, that was the type of brother he was, taking care of his brothers, the needs of his brother for the wedding. As is well known, the pillar of his activity, his spiritual activity in Kloisenberg, was Harbatzis Torah. So after he came to the town, he established the yeshiva for Talmidim, who were Bali Kishronos, who were very bright boys, very motivated boys, and he would learn with them Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, Shulchan Aruch most of the day. And they were close to 100 boys in this yeshiva, some of them from Kloisenberg, others from the city of Desh, from other cities in the area. And as was the minhag back then, they ate teg, they ate yamim. They ate by different balabatim in the city. And it was the Rebbe himself who made sure that none of the boys lacked anything. He was like a father to his children, and they would even eat some of the boys would eat at his house. And when there wasn't enough food, he just gave his meals to the boys, as if it's pashut. And he was so happy those days that he was fasting, that at least he gave his food to the boys. And they had what to eat. That for him gave him great simcha. His dedication to the Talmidei Yeshiva was beyond what the human mind can imagine, both in Ruchnias, to give the boys Avas Torah, and a desire to be a Gadol B'Torah, and also Gashmias, to take care of all the needs of the Talmidim. And even though on the surface it looked like he was very tough, but the truth was that he was like a merciful father for every boy. And he would take care of even the smallest needs. And in order to illustrate this, one time the Rebbe found out about a certain boy, Mitalmidei Yeshiva, who spoke negatively about the yeshiva and the anhala. And the Rebbe called him, and he said, "You have to receive a reprimand, remove your shoes." This is the Nezifa, Chalitzis Min Olam. And of course he came to the Rebbe, he was terrified, and after he took off his shoes as the sign of admonishment, he asked Mechila for his evil words. The Rebbe was mochel him, and then with a smile and with love he spoke with the boy about his own personal needs with complete calm, serenity. And the person who was there, who later became the Tzanzer Rosh Yeshiva, said he couldn't believe it, how this tzaddik is loivesh tzura or poshe tzura. One minute he was tough with the boy in order to teach him a lesson, not to speak badly, and the next moment he was like his loving father. The Tzanzer Rosh Yeshiva relates that one time a Torah letter came to the Rebbe, and a whole bunch of Torah letters, and among one of the letters was a letter from a chassan, very chashuv family, and he wrote to the Rebbe a pilpul on one of the sigas of the Gemara, Sigas HaShas. And as the Rebbe was reading this pilpul, he remembered that he'd already seen this in a sefer. The Rebbe had a large library and he knew it all. So he remembered that this pilpul seemed to have been in a certain sefer, so he located the sefer, he opened it up, and he saw that this person, this chassan, had just copied it word for word. Call that in English plagiarism. Word for word he copied this pilpul. So the Rebbe could have just put this letter in Seamus, or he could have written him back and said, the chutzpah you have, it's disgusting what you did, trying to take credit for what you didn't think and you didn't write yourself, just copied. But he knew that this chassan wanted a letter from the Rebbe that he could show to his mechutin, he could show to his future father-in-law. He wanted to impress his father-in-law. The Rebbe would say, psh, what a pilpul you wrote, that was something else. It was something else, just it was from someone else. On the other hand, this boy also needed to receive some mussar. So the Rebbe wrote him a letter back, a Torah-dika letter. He answered a few of the kashas that had been asked in this pilpul. And then in the end, he added, you should be zelcha, willing to learn, and to be mefalpel, and to be mechadish chedushim b'Torah. So this way he could show it to his father-in-law, and hopefully get the hint that you should be zelcha to be mechadish your own chedushim in Torah, and not steal from somebody else. Another ma'isa that a Talmud wrote the Rebbe a letter with arrogance against some earlier Rabbanim, earlier authors, and he had to give him mussar. It's not the way we speak, but he didn't want to embarrass him. So a lot of his letters, somebody else he would dictate, somebody else would write. This one he wrote himself, and then he ripped it up. And then he wrote another one, he read it, and he tried to find the exact language that the person wouldn't have so much busha. And he didn't want to show anybody what he wrote. So he had chesed. On one hand, he wanted to write with sensitivity. And on the other hand, he had to also tell this boy that he had done something very wrong. Well known that after the war, the Rebbe went around to the DP camps, taking care of everybody, Ruchnius and Engashmius, and he paid no attention to his own suffering. He had lost his wife and 11 children. He destroyed his body. Every morning he would go into the bunk of the children who had suffered through the war and had survived somehow, and they were still emotionally wound up because of the horrors that they'd experienced, and they needed a lot of encouragement in order to start again. So after davening, the Rebbe would visit them. What do you need? Talk to them. Kids told him everything, where they came from, where their parents were, how they survived. He would ask each child individually, how did you survive? Maybe in order to give them emun and bitachon. The kids used to call him Tate, they called him Father. And when the Americans came to this DP camp and they wanted to take some of the kids to another place, to another DP camp, the kids hid everywhere. They couldn't find them. They didn't want to separate from the Rebbe they loved so much. It's well known that the Rebbe built the Laniato Hospital. They gave him a lot of trouble. They told him there are already 3 hospitals that are going to be built. And the Rebbe was not convinced, and he also wasn't interested. The Rebbe said, this is my tafkid. I'm going to build a hospital. And they said to him, no, you come, you put up. We're going to build the hospital, you put up the mezuzahs. He said, let's do it the opposite, let's do fakert. I build the hospitals, and you guys come and put up the mezuzahs. And in the end, no hospitals were built, and the Rebbe built his hospital. One time they had a shaila about using there were two types of needles they can use, and one was going to cost them significantly more money than the other. And the more expensive needle would cause less pain for the chole. And the Rebbe, despite the prohibitive cost, insisted that they buy the more expensive needle so as to cause less suffering for the cholim. Of course, it was he who had to raise the money. In Kayadua, he had his Mifal HaShas, where Avreichim are tested on Shas. They're tested on a certain amount of Dapim every month. That was one of the Rebbe's agendas, to that people should know Shas, and he also raised a tremendous amount of money for that. The Rebbe once mentioned that the only thing not hurting him right now is his beard and his payas. Everything else is in pain. By him there was barely any food, barely any sleep. I'd say pulpulum for hours on end. Just a pile plostik amalach Hashem. Okay, so now that we covered a few stories about the godless of the tzidkus of the Rebbe, thought it would be kedai also to take a look at some of his Torah, to learn a little bit from the Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv. It also connects to this week's parasha, Simen Chof Vav, Binyan Abol Aramis. This was a Tshuva written the 16th of Elul in the year Tavshin Lamed Aleph, close to 50 years ago. So I received your letter and I enjoyed your Divrei Torah. They were said very nicely. So in this tshuva he discusses the Rambam. The Rambam says in the 12th parak of Surei Bia, in Halacha Dalet, Kol Haboil Kusis, Bein Derech Chasnus, Bein Derech Znus. If somebody has Bia with a non-Jewish woman, whether it is in the context of marriage or in just an illicit relationship with no marriage, just there's an expression for it today that I don't want to use, but just two people getting together and doing this forbidden act, Chas v'Shalom, Rachman v'Tzlan, in Baal Abifari Hesia, if he has beer with her in a public stage, for who she yivol le'enei asara mi Yisrael, and this is provided that this happens in the presence of 10 Jews, o yeser or more, in pagubo kanan v'hargu, hare'elu mishubachem bizrizin, if the kanaim, if zelats go and kill these people engaged in this forbidden act of relations, they are praiseworthy. And this is a halacha that was received from Moshe at Sinai. Raya ledavrzeh maisa Pinchas bezimri. And a raya for this is that Pinchas did to Zimri, as we read about in this week's parish, in Parashas Balak, and also Pinchas. So the Mashkas of Raya Ladover Zem Maisa Pinchas Bezimri, Tehine Bemashkas of Sham Kolaboel Kusis, in Pagubo Kanan Vargua Reilam Shubacham Bezrizen. So the Rambam, when he writes that as somebody who's Boel, this has relations with this non-Jewish woman, if the Kanoim harm him, kill him, then they are praiseworthy and they show alacrity. They are Mishubachim Bizrizim. So this is Dr. Raivid, Bamed Varim Amurim, Shehisru Bovelo Piresh, that they gave him Hasra and he didn't separate. About Lo Hisrubo, Lo Amrinan Hare Elu Mishubachim. But if they didn't give Hasra, we don't say that they are praiseworthy. So according to the Ravid, you need to give Hasra. Uve Magid Mishnah, the Lomatsinu Pinchas Shehisra Bezimri. The Magid Mishnah says, where do you find that Pinchas gave Hasra to Zimri? Where do you see that he warned Zimri? Read the Psukim, you won't find it. Umikom Makom Yirali. Nevertheless, it would appear to me, Shema She'amru Kavi Zimri Shaila Lifresh Velo Piresh, Hu Kishehisra Bo Pinchas, Ayin Sham. That it says regarding Zimri that he should have separated and he didn't separate, it's talking about when Pinchas gave him Asra, when Pinchas warned him. V'yesh lomar, so the Rebbe explains, HaKavana, what this means is, the Sanhedrin Perik Pebez Amud Beis, in page 82b, in the tractate Sanhedrin, Choshev le'behadei nisim shenasu le'pinchas shahayelo le'zimri lifrosh velo piresh. They enumerate the miracles, and one of them is that Pinchas, that Zimri should have separated, and he refrained from doing so. Ulich ora mahanes. Apparently, what's the big miracle that he didn't separate? Val krochenu mishum dehisrabo. So it must be that Pinchas warned him. V'yada sheyahar guhu, and he knew that they were going to kill him. So hayalo levroach. He should have run away. And it was a miracle that he didn't separate. So that was the miracle. The miracle was that despite the fact that he got Hasra, he still stayed with her. He didn't separate. He knew that his moments were numbered, that he was about to get it from Pinchas, and he didn't separate. That was the miracle. So that's the Shita Sarayvid Lefida Magid Mishnah, that he had to separate because he was given Hasra, so you have to get Hasra. So according to the Rambam, who says you don't need Hasra, what according to him was the miracle? The miracle was that he saw Pinchas with this sword, with the spear, and he didn't separate. Now, kol panim leharayved eino mishubach. Nevertheless, according to the Ravid, it's not Meshubach. Umikal makom rishus ika. Nevertheless, there is still rishus. So according to the Rambam, again, what was the miracle? The miracle was that he saw Pinchas coming with the spear, but there's no need to give Hasra. And the nace was that despite the fact that he saw the spear, he kept doing what he was doing, which is pretty stupid, if you ask me. And according to the Ravid says that without Hasra, it's not Meshubach, it's not praiseworthy. It's only praiseworthy if there is given, if there is Hasra. But if there's no Hasra, if there's no warning, then it's not Meshubach. Only if there is warning and he continues doing what he's doing, it's Meshubach to kill this guy, this sinner. So the fi the Ravid ain't meshubach. If there's no asra, it's not meshubach, but there's a rishus. And according to the Rambam, b'chol gavna, in any instance, it's considered meshubach, and therefore it's considered a mitzvah she'ena chiyuvit. It's a non-obligatory, non-binding mitzvah. And that the Rambam says, raya l'davar zeh ma'isa Pinchas b'zimri. What he means to do is to bring a raya shemeshubachim v'zrizim hema mizeh shakasuv mishapcho u'mizeh to together mitzvah haba v'lo rishus. So the raya is Pinchas b'zimri, and he's trying. What's the raya? The raya is, the proof is that it's praiseworthy. It's the right thing to do. The pasuk praises him. You see, the pasuk lauds Pinchas. So you see that it's the geder, the definition, the category of this act is a mitzvah act, albeit not an obligatory and binding mitzvah act. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we've already learned some chidushim from the Rebbe, saying the Pshat and the Rambam, saying Pshat and the Magid Mishnah and the Ravid. The Rebbe's chidushim are chock full. The Rebbe's tshuvas are chock full of chidushim. Amish, line after line, you see the Rebbe had so much insight. His most well-known Talmud in our days, Rabbi Usher Weiss, Harav Hagon HaMefursim, speaks all over the world, very, very popular in all communities, in the Haredi community, in the Minor Orthodox community. So I always say that Rabbi Usher Weiss is the best. We love Rabbi Usher. But his Rebbe always says, Moiri Barabi, Rebbe Mikloisenberg. So if you learn the Talmud, you should also learn the Rebbe. You should learn both. Be terrific. So Baruch Hashem, we're doing that in this year. We're learning the Rebbe. The Rebbe continues and he quotes Eben Ezer and Simon Tazayin Seif Beis. Im lo pagu bo kanoim v'lo hilkuhu beis din. Hare onsho mefurish. The pasuk tells you what his onish is. The Shulchan Aruch says, if the kanoim don't kill him, and beis din doesn't give him malchus, then he gets the punishment from Shemayim. So the chelkas mechokek there in Seif Katan Dalid is Tamea and the Shulchan Aruch. Lama Hishmit HaMechaber Din Shel Kanoim Pogin Bo Shekasfu HaRambam VeHatur. Why did the Shulchan Aruch omit the Din of Kanoim Pogin Bo that was written by the Rambam and the Tur? The HaRav Moreno HaRav Moshe Iserlish Kosvo, the Chalkos Mechokek continues that the Ramah writes this in Choshen Mishpat in Simen Tov Chof Hey Seif Dalet, but the omission of the Shulchan Aruch is striking. Interesting, we're learning Kanoim Pogin Bo, so that's a good pun to use. The omission is striking, that he omits the din of Kanoim Pogin Bo, of the vigilante, what we call today vigilante justice. So the Rebbe says, V'yesh Lamar, the Hamechaber Svirlei Keharavad. The Havei Rak Rishus. Maybe the Mechaber holds, like the Ravid, that it is but a Rishus. And therefore, he doesn't paskin it lahalacha. Because he doesn't hold that it's obligatory. He just holds that it's a Rishus. Even though the Ravid says that Bamedvar Murm Shehisru Bovalo Piresh, one of you Meshubach and Zara is when you give Hasra. So, when you give Hasra, then the Ravid would say that it is a mitzvah. It's only not a mitzvah if there's no Hasra. If there is Hasra, you would seem to agree with the Rambam. So I'm not so sure what the Rebbe means. In the Mishneh LeMelech, in Perek Aleph Merotzeach Halacha Tesvav, he brings Sheim HaBoel Nefach V'Hargo LeKanoi Afilu B'Shas Maisa Eino Nerag Ki Rodef Hoya HaKanoi Ki Eino Mitzvah LeHargo El Rishus Harei Shetola HaDover Lefisha Eino Mitzvah Lahargo. So the Mishnah LeMelech in the first parak of Rotzeach brings that if the person having the relations, turns around and kills the zealot, for the zealot gets him, even if he's b'shas maisa, he's involved in the act, he himself is not killed for doing this, because the kanoi was a rodef. Wow, because it's not a mitzvah to kill him, it's only a rishus. So maybe we can put that together with the Mechaber, we can match that idea up with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Im lo pagu bo kanaim, the kanaim don't get him. But he doesn't say that the mitzvah kanaim to get him, because he holds it's only a rishus. It's not actually a mitzvah. So we have a sheet here brought in the Mishnah LeMelech that it's not actually a mitzvah, and therefore if we're a mitzvah, then how's the How is the Boel allowed to turn around and kill the Kanoi? It's only because the Kanoi is a Rodef. And if he's a Rodef, how do you call the Kanoi a Rodef? How do you call the Zealot a Rodef? Only because it's not a mitzvah, it's only a rishus. And therefore the Mechaber writes, only if lo pagu bo kanoim, then on shom furish, the pasuk tells you that God's going to punish him. But not that it's a mitzvah for kanoim to get him, because the Shulchan Aruch holds that it's not a mitzvah, just a rishus. But according to the Rambam, it's mishubachim bezrizim, it's begeder mitzvah. And the Otzer HaPoskim, the beautiful Otzer HaPoskim set, which is always so helpful when you're learning Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezer, where they have a digest of the various shitas on the Poskim, of the Poskim on the Shulchan Aruch, the later Poskim. So they bring this from the Sefer Ape Zutri, that the Mechaber holds it's not a chiyuv, it's not a mitzvah, it's merely rishus, and therefore the Mechaber didn't write it. And he doesn't have this sefer in front of him, says the Rebbe. I don't have the sefer in front of me to see what how he learned Pshat in the Rambam. The lashon of the tour is kanaim pogimbo perush hamemaher v'zariz lahargo harezim mishubach. So the tour does paskin that somebody who's quick and has alacrity to carry out justice is praiseworthy. V'chein b'levush, so too in the levush, in seif beis, halach l'mosh misina, etc. Kanoim pogomo, kolomar kol hakodim lohargo, harezim mishubach. The guy who gets him first is praiseworthy. And they went in the footsteps of the Rambam, that it begeder mitzvah, and they learned this from Pinchas, who was praised by the pasuk. And we saw in the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph the following: Yisrael Sheboal Akum Mishar Umos Derech Ishus, O Yisraelis Shenevelo Laakum Derech Ishus. Hare elu lokim min haTorah, shenamar lo sischatein bam, bitcha lo sitein levno, uvita lo kikach lebincha, echad shiva amimin, veechad kol umos beisur zeh. Chen ufurish ayde Ezra, quotes the pasuk in Ezra, v'asher lo nasan benoseinu l'amei aretz, ve'es benoseam lo nikach lebaneinu. So we have in the first halacha here that if a Jew has relations with a Goya, or a Jewess has relations with a Goy, in the context of a marital bond, a marital relationship, derech ishus, they get malchus min haTorah. So this is not talking about where it's carried out in public, but in private, they're together. V'lomar terla der chasnus. Rambam continues that he said that this is only if they're together in the context of marriage. V'lo balakus is derech znus. If he has bia derech znus, then there is makas mardus midivrei sofrim. Then there is a rabbinic malchus. Gzeira, lest they come to marry each other. So biblically, they're not punished. Only rabbinically, they're punished. When he has bia with his goy derechness. And then the Rambam, we're skipping a little, but that was halacha beis. And then the Rambam writes in halacha dalid, kol haboel kusis, bein derech chasnus, bein derech znus, im bala befrahesio, fushiyevo leine asara mi yisrael o yeser, in Pagubo Kanaim Vargua Relam Shibacham is reason. That's the Rambam we already read. that if he's boel this kusis, whether it's in the context of marriage or in the context of znus, then it doesn't matter. If it's in front of 10 people, then we say, kanaim pogim bo. Now the question is, if somebody has a public, somebody, it's derech hasnas, so he's getting malchus min hatorah, but he does it publicly. And let's say he's with his wife publicly, with his non-Jewish wife publicly. Is there going to be malchus? And one can even ask about derech znus, because derech znus is makas mardus. So the question is, does the kanoim pogimbo pater for malchus if in the end the kanoim weren't pogeabo? But maybe since it was done publicly, since he was with this woman publicly, and there was a din of kanoim pogimbo, he was chayav misa. Maybe there's going to be no malchus, because we have a very well-known rule of kim lebe de rabbi minei, which means that when you give the bigger punishment, when one has a larger punishment and a smaller punishment, only gets the larger one, it's pater from the smaller one. So memela, since here there's a chiyuv misa, the smaller punishment is not going to apply, and there's going to be no malchus. That is the clear, the shaila of the Rebbe. So he quotes the Tshuvas Chasim Sofer in Evin HaEzer Mechelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Aleph Divar Maschav Eluya Hivna Legabe Morid B'Malchus. If somebody rebels against the king, is he begeder Chai B'Mises Beis Din, that his Kiddushin, is he considered that he's Chai B'Mises Beis Din, that his Kiddushin aren't Tofes, his Kiddushin don't count? And he writes, "Yesh lo chiyach ktsas the chiyuv misa lemalachim eino b'chal kim leid rabbi ne lefotcher mimamam v'ishe eino b'chal chiyuv misas beis din v'garim bav mechteres minu mitzilu b'nafshi v'chadoyme." So the Chasim Sofer is mechadesh that the chiyuv misa, when one is obligated in the death penalty because he rebelled against the king, there is no din of kim leid rabbi minei. When he's rebelling against the king and he causes monetary damage, he would have to pay for the monetary damage. Why? Because he's not included in Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. Chiyuv Mises Beis Din is Kim Leid Ramine. This guy is no Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. He's just a special din of being Chiyuv Mises to the king. And it's worse than Baba Machteres, somebody who's a ganav, who sneaks in. Where there is a din of Kim Leid. Here, where it's a special din morid b'malchus, that's not considered chayiv misa to pater from chiyuvei mamon. So you can look there in the Chasim Sofer and see how he explains this. And the Rebbe has a tshuva that he quotes in Simen Reish Ayin Zayin in Orach Chaim with respect to the din of moridim b'lo malin. Somebody has a din, certain people, that they are thrown into the pit, and when they are not saved from the pit, is there going to be kim lebe de rabbi minei for such people? So he writes there that the Rosh in his Tshuvas in Klal Lamed Beis says that moridin is just you throw them into the pit, but they're not killed, v'hadayim. So he's not chayiv misis, so v'vaday, if somebody does something which would mandate a punishment of moridin v'lo malin, which is enumerated in the Gemara and the Rambam, so such a person would not be pater from mamon, absolved from monetary obligations. Why not? Because he's not chayiv misa. But according to the Rambam in the fourth parak of Sutzeh Halacha Yud, who writes about such people, mitzvah lahargan, that it's a mitzvah to kill such people. Im yesh biyado koach lahargan b'sayif b'farhesi horeg. So if so, such a person is considered bar ktala. Such a person is considered chayav misa. The Rambam writes in the beginning of that halacha, "Bikorsim mehem ovdei avodah zarah se'averus lahachis." So either the ovdei avodah zarah or those who do averus lahachis, they do averus just to get God angry. Those who are kofar b'torah b'nevuah. So such people, it's a mitzvah lahargan. If they could do it b'sayif, then they do it. And if not, then if this person fell into a pit, into a well, and there's a ladder, so he could take away the ladder. So obviously these are halachas that we don't do anymore today, but back in the day, in any event, so you see that for such people seem to be a mamish chayav misa, so therefore there is a din of Kim Lebed Rabbi Minei, and they'd be pater from Mamanis. But the Shaila is, what about somebody who is Chayv Midin Kanaim Pogimbo? In the Sefer Tevas Gomen of the Prima Gadim, at the beginning of Parashat Yitzavim, he writes, so he has this Chakira, somebody who's a Kanaim, has a din of Kanaim Pogimbo, is he Mechuyiv Misa as far as the Ptur of Maman goes or not? Since it is ho'il ve'ein mitzvah kim rishus, it's only rishus. He notes the Mishnah Lamelech that we mentioned before, that it's not a mitzvah, it's merely rishus. He continues, v'yuen beis Yosef ben Ezer siman tazayin shehevi, so the Ramban calls a Yisrael that has beer with a Goya Michaibe Misa, since Kanoim can harm him. Vein b'sei for a mitzvah Sharish Gimel Shaharambam Kosev Begonev Akasva. Gonev Akasva, the Mishnah says, Gonev is Akasva is Kanoim Pogimbo, and Kanoim and the Baal Aramis is Kanoim Pogimbo, so it's listed in the same Mishnah. So what is Gonev Sakasva? The Gemara explains somebody steals Kli Shares, the holy vessels from the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. De'enu mechlam l'chuyevei misa bidei shamayim. V'aramban hevi misha sanhedrin pe'alef on the Beis v'kosav ani toma olav zal shimenu mechal chayev misa bidei shamayim u'chamur yoser shirechayev misa bidei adam u'mishna shlema shaninu Kanoim Pogimbo. So the Rambam says that somebody who steals the kasva is not considered chayv misa b'day shemayim. The Ramban says he's chayv misa b'day shemayim, he's chayv misa b'day adam, he's chayv misa all around. So look in the Mefarshim there, the Megillas Esther, the Marganis Tov, how they explain this. But al kopanim, you see, according to the Ramban, it comes out clearly. That he holds that it's a person who's going to be a kasva and a person who's baal agoya is considered mechayve misa, it's considered bar ktola, and therefore would appear according to the Ramban that it's shaykh to talk about kimlev de rabbi minei. But the Rambam says that he's not included in chayve misa. He writes in Sharish Gimel. So he's not included in mechayve misa bidei shamayim. So Memela the Shaila would be, is he still considered, is the fact that Kanoim Pogimbo is Kanoim Pogimbo make it Kimle B'Rabba Mine? Is that considered a Chiyuv Misa? So we said that according to the Rambam there's a Gedr Mitzvah involved here. So since there's a Gedr of a Mitzvah, so Lechora, you're right, he's not Chayiv Misa De Shemayim, but there is a Mitzvah B'Dei Adam. So Lechora, we would say that there is Kimle B'Rabba Mine. So according to the Tevas Gomer, the Tzad HaSafek is, since it's only Rishus, Kim Lev Rambam is not Shaykh. But according to the Rambam, that Mishubachim is a reason, it's Mistaber, that Kim Lev Rambam is Shaykh. So it would emerge from this, that Beba Aleh B'derech Chitun B'far Hesia Pater Mimalkos. If somebody has Bia with her, Derech Chitun, he's married and he has Bia in public, he doesn't get Malkos afterwards. Why? Because Kanan Pogimbo. However, the Rambam says in the 12th parak of Ilchus Rebi Alach Vav Lo Pogu Bo Kanoim V'Lo Kul Beis Din, Rayan Shem Mefurish Dibrei Kabbalah Shibakares. So it says if the Kanaim didn't hit him and the Beis Din didn't give him Malchus, so what does it mean that the Beis Din didn't give him Malchus? Is he referring to Makas Mardus Shebederech Znos that we read out in Halacha Beis, or is he referring to what he writes in Halacha Aleph? Bederech Ishus. It's Lokim in HaTorah. What is he referring to when he says Lohu Ku Beis Din? Is he saying that if the Kanoim didn't get him and the Beis Din didn't give him Malchus, then he gets the punishment Midivrei Kabbalah? Shubakori Shinamar Kihila Yehuda Kodesh Hashem Asheroiv Ubo Bas El Nechar Yachris Hashem Liish Asher Yaasena, etc. So what does he mean when he says that the Beis Din didn't give him Malchus, that he gets this onus of Kares? Is he referring to somebody who is Baal Isha Derech Chasnus, which is Malchus Doraisa, or Derech Znus, which is Malchus Derabanan? So the Magid Mishnah writes, V'lo hoku Beis Din, l'fi she'im hilkuhu Beis Din, nifter me'onesh acher be'kabalas Malkuso. If they didn't give him Malchus, because if the Beis Din gave him Malchus, he is pater from a different onesh when he gets his Malchus. Ulechora, writes the Rebbe, Koya Malchus Shel Torah. This apparently is referring to the Malchus of the Torah. Shal ze shaninu b'makas chof gimel amet alef kol chai b'krisus shalakul niftur m'dei krisus en opasak hen aram perikid zayin misan hetrin halacha zayin. So it's referring to a biblical Malchus. And on this we learn in Maseches Makas of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph that anybody who's Chayiv Kares, if he gets Malchus, then he's Pater from his Kares. So here also, he's Chayiv Kares, Midivrei Kabbalah, we have a Pasuk in the Navi. But if he gets Malchus, he's Pater. So according to this, the Velohu Ko is referring, Lohu Ku is referring to what it says in Halacha Dalet, Kol Boel Kusis Bein Derech Chasnus. If somebody's Boel Kusis, both Derech Chasnus, so we're talking about Malchus Shel Torah, right? So that's in Halacha Dalet also, it's talking about Malchus Shel Torah. So it says, if somebody's Boel Kusis Bein Derech Chasnus, Bein Derech Znus, so what do we say? That if it's in public, we say Kanaim Pogim Bo. And that's what the Rambam says here, lo pagu bo kanaim v'lo ku Beis Din. So it's talking about when he does it in public. And when he does it in public, and Beis Din doesn't give him Malchus, and this can even be talking about when he's married to her. This halacha is even talking about when he's married to her. So what's it saying? It's saying when he's married to her and he commits a public act of relations, if the Kanaim don't get him, and if the Beis Din doesn't give him Malchus, then he gets Kares. But if the Kanaim did get him, or they did give him Malchus, then he's off from the Kares. So that would mean that according to the Rambam, there's no Kim Leib D'Rabbi Mineh here. Because if he's talking about the same case that he's with his wife in public, and lo pogu bo kanoim, that we have the option of kanoim pogu bo, and we have the option of a cool beis din. How can that be? Kim lev de rabbi ne? There's no cool beis din. So it must be that the Rambam is holding that there's no kim lev de rabbi mine. And therefore, lo pogu bo kanoim, if the kanoim didn't get him, then you have the malchus option. And if there's no malchus, then what do we say? We say that there's nothing. There's a chi of karetz. But you see that there can be kanoim pogu bo, and there can be malchus beis din. If not, so there's no kim lev de rabbi mine. Because if there was kim lev de rabbi mine, then before Hesia there'd be no malchus. And the lo kul beis din can even be going on on malchus de rabbanan. And Marcus Mardus. Where a person is Bala Derech Znus. So there also. Kala Bala Kutz is Bain Derech Hasnus. Bain Derech Znus. So we say Kanaim Poginbo. And this Kanaim Poginbo doesn't pater from the Malchus. Doesn't pater from the Marcus Mardus. It's another possibility. But either way, there's no kim lev de rabbi mine. The only thing is that there is a prisha, no, Zion, who learns the Rambam differently. He learns that it's talking about two different cases. Lo pogu bo kanoim is referring to where he did it in public. Vlo kul beis din is referring to where he was with the non-Jewish woman in private. So there is kim lev de rabbi mine. Because if he was there in public, there's no malchus. So that's the way the prisha learns, and the rabbi launches into a whole back and forth as to what the Rambam holds. But those are the two possibilities. That the Rambam does hold of kim lev de rabbi mine. The Rambam doesn't hold of kim lev de rabbi mine. I would think the simple meaning of the Rambam would be that there is no kim lev de rabbi mine, because the Rambam, the simple meaning is lo pogu bo kanoim lo kol beis din, is talking about the same case, and that means that you have the pogu bo kanoim pogu bo option, and you have the malchus option. It says no kim lev de rabbi mine. If there's kim lev de rabbi mine, there's no malchus. So you can look, if anyone's interested, this is in Evan Ezer in Simon Chavav, and the Rebbe goes on, and we are going to stop here. We're going to give ourselves a bracha. We should be zochah lilmod ulamid lishma v'las l'kaim z'kol v'yisam t'rosh v'yhava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.